Gregory's Story. Every evening at 8:02 p.m., Gregory's mother would come walking into his room.
Gregory, look at this mess. Your clothes are all over the place. Plastic bowling pins are, oh, everywhere. Gregory, what is the purple and pink magic marker doing next to the riding giraffe that your grandmama got you for Christmas?
Gregory, listen to what I said. Clean your room and go to bed.
Oh, Mom, I couldn't possibly rest these dancing feet unless I get a snack to eat.
Gregory, it is bedtime. You can have an apple.
I want cake.
Apple cake, apple cake, apple cake, apple cake.
Oh, Gregory, I'm tired. Here's a piece of cake.
A small one.
Thanks, Mom.
Now, Gregory, listen to what I said. Clean your room and go to bed.
Oh, Mom, there's just one more thing I need, I think. Yeah, that's to have a little something to drink.
Oh, Gregory, it's bedtime. You can have a glass of water.
How about a milkshake?
How about some apple juice?
How about a frap?
How about some skim milk?
How about a melted hot fudge sundae?
They compromised. Chocolate milk.
Thanks, Mom.
Now, Gregory, listen to what I said. Clean your room and go to bed.
Oh, Mom, there's just one more little thing I need. That's for you. Another book to read.
Gregory, I have read you 8,422 books already.
Oh, Mom, please, pretty please, pretty, pretty, pretty please, with sugar and honey and maple syrup on it.
All right, a short one.
Long.
Short.
Long, short, long, short, long.
Gregory, how about The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
How about War and Peace?
They compromised. The Berenstain Bears and no more junk food. They won the race. They ate carrot sticks. They lived happily ever after the end. Gregory, listen to what I said. Now clean your room and go to bed.
Mom, do you want me to seal my very own doom? You know, while I sleep, bad guys come into my room.
They do not, Gregory.
They do too, Mom. They come through the doors.
The doors are shut.
They come through the windows.
The windows are locked.
They come through the toilet seat.
Gregory! All right, dear. What would help you feel safe?
If I brought Dad's climbing rope and my Ghostbuster popper gun and my Big Brother Andrew's sword to bed with me, please?
Do it. Then, Gregory, listen to what I said, clean your room and go to bed.
Okay, Mom.
And so Gregory cleaned up his room. Well, he folded and shelved all of his clothes.
Well, he thought he did that.
He took all the plastic bowling pins and carefully placed them in the cardboard box. He kind of remembered doing that. And he put the lids on the purple and pink magic markers and placed them in the big pencil box.
Yeah, he did that, didn't he? But what he was unequivocally, absolutely, positively sure that he did was take his dad's climbing ropes, his Ghostbuster popper gun, and his Big Brother Andrew's plastic sword, put them in his bed, and guess what? There was still even room for him.
He climbed in, and he pulled the blankets up to his knees. To his belly, up to his chest, up to his neck. And as we all know, as long as you are completely covered up, nothing bad can get you. He pulled those blankets up
over his head.
Then, in the midst of the night, when nothing is bright, in the darkness is fright, and the only symbol of might
is the Mickey Mouse night light.
It was then that Gregory heard a sound.
Hey, bad guy army guys, let's make a mess.
Well, Gregory didn't want to pull his head out from the blanket or the sheet, and so he found a small hole in the sheet. He lined it up with a small hole in the blanket. He looked out. There they were, bad guy army guys, and they were taking all his clothes that he had so neatly put away and putting them all over the middle of the floor. Gregory thought quick. He grabbed his father's climbing rope. He inched it out of the hole in the sheet and the hole in the blanket until he was able to make a huge lasso on the floor. He waited carefully until the bad guys all were in the very middle of the lasso, and then he counted 1, 2, 3, and he tightened it.
Bye-bye, bad guys.
But was there time to celebrate?
No, because Gregory heard his closet door.
And out emerged a huge, white, pillowy figure. And reaching over into the cardboard box, the ghost pulled out the bowling pins and tossed them into the bunk bed, into the bookshelf, into the closet, into the...
Oh, no. Gregory got the styrofoam pellet from his Ghostbuster popper gun. He put it in the front of the gun. He had to slightly enlarge the hole in the sheet and the blanket. His mother wouldn't be happy, but a ghost was a ghost. He plunged the front of the Ghostbuster popper gun through the enlarged hole. He aimed it at the ghost, and when he counts to 3... 1, 2, 3...
Bye-bye, ghosty.
But was there time to feel good?
No,
because there was one last sound in Gregory's room. It was a magic marker breathing dragon. It was breathing purple and pink magic marker all over the riding giraffe that his grandmama had given him for Christmas. Oh, no! He got his big brother Andrew's plastic sword. He pushed it through the now enlarged hole in the sheet and the blanket. Now, as we all know, the only way you can kill a dragon is to press a sword through its heart. And so Gregory waited as the sword stood through the enlarged hole in the sheet and the blanket until the dragon got close enough. Count to 3 and the dragon will be close enough. 1, 2, 3.
Ugh. Yuck. What a mess. He cleaned off the side of the plastic sword. Bye-bye, dragoon. And putting his head back on his pillow, securing the sheets and the blankets even more tightly around his head, Gregory went back to bed.
Well, the next morning, everybody was up. Well, everybody except Gregory.
Dad was downstairs cooking breakfast. Grandma was puttering around. Big brother Andrew was sitting at the kitchen table doing the homework he should have done the night before. And Mom was in the bathroom getting ready for work. It's from there she yelled out,
Gregory, listen to what I said. Get yourself dressed and out of bed. Oh, Mom! I couldn't possibly wake up these sleeping feet. Unless for breakfast, cake we eat.
Gregory, I got a lot more energy to argue in the morning, young man. In this house, it is granola and skim milk. Now, Gregory, listen to what I said. Get yourself dressed and out of bed.
Oh, Mom, I couldn't wake up yet, I don't think. Unless for breakfast... Crap we drink!
Gregory! It's apple juice in the morning! Now, Gregory, listen to what I said. Get yourself dressed and out of bed.
Oh, Mom! No! No, 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 no! Couldn't possibly wake up unless I can watch a TV show!
Gregory's mother marched out from the bathroom and in to his room.
Gregory, you know there is no TV in this house on school morn.
Gregory, look at your room. There are clothes all over the floor. Look at this. The plastic bowling pins are all over the place.
Gregory, there is purple and pink.
ink magic marker all over the riding giraffe that your grandmama got you for
Mom, you don't understand. In the middle of the night, bad guy army guys came, and it's really good that I had my dad's robe and I was able to lasso them, or they might have gotten me, and ghosts came, and the ghosts threw the plastic bowling pins all over, and it's good I had my Ghostbuster popper gun now, Mom. And Mom, you know, the magic marker breathing dragon did that, and it's really good that I had my big brother Andrew's sword, and it might have been magic marker. And Mom, wouldn't you rather have my room be just a little bit messy than your own darling, adorable, lovable little boy be a piece of dead meat?
Ugh. Gregory, I would rather have you than a piece of blech, dead meat. And I guess kids with imaginations will never be neat. So come on, let's clean up together and go down and eat.
Cake and frap?
Granola with skim milk and apple juice. And that is what they have.